Couple minutes ago, we were listening to music from Todd Rundgren, and the next thing we're going to listen to is music from somebody who is well known for his association with Todd Rundgren, Kazem Sultan, who was the bass player in Rundgren's band Utopia from the mid-70s to the mid-80s when they broke up. Sultan has a new solo album coming out shortly called All Sides, and he kindly provided us with a couple tracks, exclusive preview tracks, which we're going to hear in a little bit. But I also got a chance to sit down and talk with Kazem a little while ago, and we're going to listen to, in addition to listening to some of Kazem's music, we're going to listen to my interview with him.
It's been 4 years since you released
Quid Pro Quo.
I always stumble on that. But you've hardly been idle in that time. You've been doing multiple tours with Todd and Meatloaf and the New Cars thing and playing on Broadway. Has that left you any time for writing or starting another album, a follow-up to it? Or
I've actually started writing for... I never really stopped writing. It's just that I'm not very prolific. It takes me a while to complete songs. And I don't know whether that's because I'm just too busy or because that's just the way I write. I don't know. But I'm in the process of putting together another record. It'll probably take me about another year and a half to finish. Maybe a year if I'm lucky.
The Meatloaf tour and all that will probably...
Yeah, Meatloaf will probably take me well into 2008.
Oh, really? That long?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Bad Outta Hell 3 doesn't come out until October 31st of this year. So by the time we get on the road with that, it won't be in February or March of next year. And then if you think that we'll do a U.S. tour, a European tour, Australia, then back to the U.S., then back to Europe and England. And so they usually say like 18 months. If you get 12 months out of it, that's good.
So your time's accounted for a lot of that.
Pretty much, yeah. But I actually do some work on the road. For the longest time, it was difficult for me to write songs on the road. I would just rather sit and watch television.
Is it easier when you're on the road with someone like Meatloaf, where the focus is more on him, as opposed to when you were in Utopia, a lot more of the press? You were doing a lot more of the press when you were in Utopia.
That's got its upside and its downside to it. I mean, it's not my behind out on hanging out there every night, you know, having to sing, 10 or 11 Meatloaf songs. It's nice to be that guy on stage that everybody comes to see, but sometimes, it's like that comes with its own set of problems. As much as I like doing that stuff, it's like I don't mind being a passenger every once in a while, but I guess a lot. I don't mind it because that's pretty much what I do.
Right.
You know? Which is why I enjoy playing with the car so much, because I kind of got a chance to step out and sing some songs by myself.
On the album and on the website, there's also mention of the charity Kids Against Cancer.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you could talk about that and, I mean, what it's about and how you got involved with it.
It's actually run by a guy who lives on Staten Island. Had cancer as a kid, beat it, and because he beat the odds, his payback or his gift back to whatever in the universe made him, well again, is to help other people. They were trying for the longest time to build a facility on Staten Island that was like kind of like a Ronald McDonald House, which is where kids would come from all over the country and get specialized treatment. They would live there. They would have access to like playgrounds, ball fields, and the best doctors and physicians that they could attract. I don't know what's happened, but it takes such an enormous amount of money to put something like that together. But this, I know that there's still an active charity, so. But I'm not sure exactly where they're at with their proposal and plan right now.
Yeah, there's still a link to Quid Pro Quo on their homepage on their website.
Yeah.
Was any of that an inspiration for Heaven Help a Child?
No. That basically, I was living in a small apartment on Staten Island, and I was just, I walked into my daughter's room. I only had one daughter at the time, and she must have been about 7 or 8 years old, I think, maybe nine. And I just walked in, and I just started seeing all these things, and I that would make a good song. There's a little paper rainbow hanging off of her bed, and, you know, the dolls on the nightstand. And that song actually was written about me just walking into my kid's room, taking a look around, and not saying, Jesus, what a mess is this is, but, you know, just taking a look at what was going on in her room at the time.
That's Heaven Help the Child and The One Sure Thing from Chasm Sultan's last studio CD, Quid Pro Quo. We're going to be back with more music right after this.